His actual name is Liam van der Heide, but when you get the song, it's called Liam Cover. Hello, Liam. How are you doing?
I'm great, yourself. Thank you.
Fine and fabulous. Where's the cover come from?
So cover comes from the first two, a combination of my second name and my surname. So Co, the CO comes from Colin, which is my second name, and VA comes from the beginning of my surname, van der Heide.
So that sounds like a late night wondering, you know, like, what would I be?
Yes, no, definitely. I've been struggling to find myself a suitable name, and that came upon me some random day.
Okay. And how do you know Shanae? We got to know Shanae first, and then she sends on your stuff. So how do you two know one another?
So I actually started following her on the socials because of her music. I really love the music and her songs. And then I found out that she's also part of a media company as well. So that's how we connected.
And Musos like Musos, so you know, then we start making music. Okay, well, let's dive into the background. Is the music something you got from the family? Where does this come from?
I say so, yes. So I do come from a very musical family. Both my parents they play instruments and they're very involved in our church and our church's music. So I'm part of the New Apostolic Faith, the New Apostolic Church, and music is a big thing in that church. For those that know, they would know how big music is and how important it is. So yes, I'd say it started with the family, but definitely it was refined in Sunday school as well, where myself and my brother would sometimes sing solos in church. So I'd say that's where it started.
Yeah, well, I think you've got quite a unique voice. I like that. I mean, that's what you're looking for in the industry, is to have something to offer that hasn't been done 5 million times before. So that's where the music comes from. What about your walk with Jesus? It sounds like you grew up in a Christian family.
Definitely. So the entire family is Christian. Like I said, we're all from the New Apostolic Faith, and we were brought up in a home where we are praying before the day starts and also when the day ends. So yes, definitely. And Jesus personally in my life has been someone that I can depend on, someone that I've experienced through personal struggles. And that is essentially what inspired the song at the end of the day as well.
Okay, we're going to get to the song, definitely. I mean, worry is something we've got in common here on Earth, on this broken Earth that we live on.
Yeah.
But obviously, I wonder about this thing, because especially if you've been raised in a Christian home, your faith does get tested. I mean, you're young. You've got people around you. Everybody thinks what they believe is true. They grew up in what they believe. And yeah, you come and you say, no, what I believe is true. And my Jesus says is the only way, the truth, and the life. So how do you know this is not just culture, that it's actual truth?
Because I've personally experienced it in my quiet times. And I really think it's incredibly difficult to get someone who has rejected Jesus to really follow them if they haven't tried in their own capacity and by themselves, because it is a deeply personal experience. And oftentimes when you share, or when Christians share their experiences that they've had, it won't have the same effect, of course, than experiencing it for yourself. So it is a challenge. But the best we can do is just to speak about what he's done for us and possibly just ignite curiosity within those that haven't tried it before.
Yeah. So has it been tested? Has life hit you and brought you before that question, whether this faith is real?
Definitely. There were times in my life where I would find myself in a spot where it felt hopeless, or I felt that there was no one that I could turn to. And there were times in my life where I felt that I really needed Jesus, and there was a side of myself that was being brought out where only Jesus's love would have changed that. So definitely I can say I've experienced him many times in my life where there is just this wave of peace that cannot be explained that would come over me at certain times. a wave of patience, a wave of love and understanding, whereas I believe that I would not have been able to be here today where I am without him.
Okay, so explain to me this BAC conservation ecology. What is, was that like a backdoor for in case the music doesn't happen, or is this a big thing in your life?
So, actually, no, that was my first option. I really love science, and I'm a very curious individual, so I naturally always want to know how things work. So science was something that I love. It's still something that I enjoy. And it was one of my first options to get into after school. Actually, my first option was being in the Air Force, funny enough. So I've been all over the show in terms of my passions. But science was the next best thing, and I enjoyed every second of it while I was studying it. And it is definitely, I'd say that is the backup now. Because music has always been there, and music has been one of the most consistent passions that I've had.
Okay, because to do conservation ecology, that means you are on some, you know, farm with wild animals or yes. a conservation somewhere. It's very isolated job right there. Yeah. It's very far removed from being on stages and ministering and thousands yes. of people. So how do you plan to consolidate these two?
That is very true. I'd say my university experience very much changed me. So going into science, I thought I would be completely happy being on a field somewhere away from people, isolated just in nature. I really felt that was what I wanted. But after being at university, I've learned to know myself a bit better and come to know that I enjoy being around people, actually, and that I enjoy making connections with people. And at the end of the day, I found that music is the best way to do that. And yeah, I found myself on stages. Very, would have never imagined a few years ago.
So what's the plan? You're going to go visit the Kruger National Park just to get a fix and then go back to life again?
Yes, no, definitely. I definitely do would say that I still enjoy that quietness, yeah.
But I mean, the science did have an influence on your music. I mean, you said the logic of it and all of that. So your lyric writing, does a scientist write it in a different way than a very arty-farty guy?
I wouldn't say so. So a lot of times songwriting, yes, people, it's a very, I'd say a controversial topic, because a lot of artists feel that there is no method to songwriting and it just comes to you. And that is the case in many times. But at the end of the day, if you want to make it a career, you need to be able to just sit down, even when you're not feeling like writing a song, and be able to come up with something. And in order to do that, you do need a method, just as you need a method in science to come up with a product, essentially, that is consistent. And that is what I've learned. I've learned a lot of songwriting techniques through a course with Clive Ridgway. He's one of the South African songwriters. I think he's quite well known, but definitely that has helped me a lot.
So explain to me now, because millions of songs have been written. Nah? How yes. do you come up with anything brand new? I mean, I know the Lord's mercies are new every morning and all, but when you now start writing a song, do you try to not write anything that's been written before? Do you just write and then after it find out whether you hit or miss?
That is a very good point. It is definitely something that I would think plagues all artists. but what we learned in our songwriting course that helped us a lot is to look at things in a different angle. So oftentimes, yes, songs do converge, or they do write on the very same topics, but they each approach it from a different angle by using either a different metaphor or using a different feeling to convey the topic. So that are the different tools that you can use. Definitely just using a different metaphor for the certain topic, which might appeal to someone else that another song could not have. So yeah.
Okay, but an octave only has yay many notes in it.
Yes.
So yes. To find a combination of notes that's unique, come on, I can't even fathom this. This is why I'm asking you this. To me, it sounds like a miracle every time.
No, definitely. I'd say so as well. It is definitely a miracle. I do believe that music is inspired from above, if it's done with the right mindset. But yes, oftentimes songs do end up by chance being very similar. That does still happen. But at the end of the day, yes, there are so many notes that you can use. But there are so many rhythms that you can use as well. There are so many chord progressions, so many feelings in which you, tones of voice in which you can say certain words. And yeah.
I'm sure you've got an eye and an ear for this because, I mean, I'm in radio. And when you live life, it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing, you sort of tuned into potential for radio. Now, is that how music works? That you hear something, you're thinking, I don't think I've heard that sound used. Why can't we try that sound? Have you got like a tuned ear for sounds then?
I'd say so. I'd like to think so. Thank you for that. I'd like to think so. I've been listening to a lot of the same music for the past few years because I had a phone that didn't have any streaming platform, so I would download my music. And I had a very limited playlist, but through that, I could really listen to the same songs over and over and dive deep into them and start picking them apart. So I'd start picking apart why the artist would say this at certain times, why would the sound become great at certain parts, and why would it become less, and I would sort of just analyze each song that I was listening to, and I could only do this through listening to the same songs over and over.
Yeah, and I'm sure you never get tired of the process, huh? It's something that fascinates you and keeps yes. your scientific mind busy every single time.
Definitely. I just love, compared to science, I just love the freedom that is in art and in artistic expression. In science, there are definitely limits, I'd say. But in art, there are no limits. And that is so exciting for me.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds awesome. So who do you bounce it on now? You write a song. You think, oh, this is nice and all. Who do you play it to first? Whose opinion you actually trust now to give you a real opinion?
So a lot of times, I would play it for my girlfriend. I'd ask her what she thinks of it. I'd also play it for my family members.
They'll be honest.
Yes. And they would tell me, like I would ask them, which song do you think is better in order to go ahead with, for example, for the summertime? And they'll tell me, yeah.
And they'll tell you, oh, okay. All right. So now you make these and you get out there and you start recording. How many songs have you recorded yet?
So I've recorded and released three songs. Two of them are my own, and one of them is where I was just featuring on a song. This one was by Kruger and Tutu. They're also upcoming artists here in Cape Town. And I absolutely enjoyed working with them, but that would be all the songs that I've released up until this day. That's three songs.
Okay, and then how long have you been actually out there getting on stages, and that includes church?
So including church, I'd say for since
birth.
Late, yeah. I'd say basically. And then I'd say I've been taking music specifically seriously as a career since the beginning of last year, so the beginning of 2024.
Oh, okay, so that's quite recent. But I mean, the Cape is well known for its creative atmosphere. There's a zing to the Cape when it comes to
yes.
people. Does it do something for you just being surrounded with creative people and creative thoughts?
Definitely, I'd say that that has had a huge impact on me. Just going to different events and meeting fellow musicians, having conversations around songs and songwriting, and just gigging and performance, that has made a huge impact on me. I've learned so much, particularly from, there's a few mentors also that I've been able to connect myself to, and these mentors have helped me tremendously. These are people that have been in the industry, and they've helped me avoid a lot of mistakes, I'd say.
Yeah, the trial and error thing is expensive lessons to play. I mean,
yes.
Because if you don't do it right from the beginning, people have you in that tiny, tiny little box of those people and so. So it helps to have people who've done this before who can give you some pointers. So if you had to, now there's a brand new other artist standing before you, and you, what's the best lesson you've learned so far that someone's told you that you think, yeah, this will help me going forward?
So I think the most valuable lesson that an artist can learn, and upcoming artists especially, is to remain humble and to remain hungry in the sense that you, no matter how good you think you are, there is always so much more to learn and so much more to improve on. And in that sense, you open yourself up to new opportunities just by that attitude.
So are you excited about the fact that the music industry has changed so much? I mean, in the past you had record companies, blah, 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 but they only promoted three artists and the rest just could get nowhere. These days, any guy can get out there if you've got the hunger for it.
Definitely, definitely. I do think it's a very exciting prospect. Independent artists are building fan bases without the support of a record label nowadays, just by utilizing social media and utilizing the authenticity. And that, I think, is super exciting. It opens doors for many. It makes it more accessible to people who do not have the connections, so to say, and the money and the investment. So definitely, I'd say social media is incredibly powerful, and people should really realize that.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. I mean, you've got no limits when you're talking about the no limits thing in the artistic sphere. Now you can come to a radio station and say, well, I do have a following of 400,000 people. Here's my song. It's different ball game than you are a brand new Akskisa Kalief artist. Please, please be nice thing. You, when you come with a following, and that can be built up just by being yourself. You don't even need to be the best artist to have a following on social media if you've got something to say. That's such a great perspective. Okay, listen, let's get to your music. Worry C. So obviously, what is that? Sea of Worries? Or was it a unique way to say what?
That is spot on. So yes, oftentimes we find ourselves drowning in a sea of worries. And we fail to realize that we just need to acknowledge and remember that God is way above and bigger than all your problems. And you would be halfway to overcoming those problems, essentially, just by realizing that. And that is what the song is about. So in the verses of the song, I'd have the thoughts and conditions that plague the human mind. When you find yourself at rock bottom, drowning in your sea of in your sea of worries. And in the choruses is sort of like a bold confidence attitude in that you are reminding yourself how big your God is.
Exactly. So it's not wishful thinking and putting your head in the sand and ignoring reality. It's a it's a revelation of just how big God is, and he's got this.
Exactly, exactly. And sometimes you just really need to give him permission to help you, because he is a God that is loving, and he doesn't force his help upon us, and we need to seek it from him.
That's another way of saying surrender, nah?
Definitely.
Your socials, you were talking about those socials. Let's build up your socials so that you can get this career done. Where do people look for you?
So you can find me on all the social platforms. My username is consistent across them all. So Liam Kova Music, you can find me. And then also all the streaming platforms, you can find Liam Kova.
All right. You'll have to spell that now, because it can be a K, it can be an E, it can be spell it.
So that's Liam, LiamCova.
Okay, Liam Kova, people, as simple as that. It's easy to remember. It's nice and strong and simple. We like names like those. And here's the song, Worry See. Liam, I pray that your voice will give God the glory due. And may your music somehow, that people get this thing that there is more. You know, be very mock music, but wait, there's more. And that God is the more, and that he's the one worth following. May your life count that way, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, people, here's the song. Have a listen.